You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
I will go on. By the way, something I failed to mention to you, if you were to listen to that again, note for note, it's the way Bach would have written this. The only thing that's added is the swing in it. It shows the technique that Templeton had as a composer. Remember, all this stuff was written out. He knew musical braille. Now you're going to hear Benny Goodman again, who was really in love with this whole form. He does the same piece. Listen to Benny Goodman and his band doing Bach Goes to Town. Can you imagine? That's Benny Goodman. Didn't it sound almost like a symphony orchestra? Except that it swung. And it shows how seductive this force was, bringing, ensnaring in people like Benny Goodman. Ultimately, people like Duke Ellington, who thought classically, etc., etc. There's a lot of the influence that goes much further than this. By the way, I'd like for you to know that Shearing had to have been influenced by Templeton. There's no question about it. They were about 10 or 15 years apart. And so many of these ideas we hear in Shearing, and remember, Shearing comes right down to our time. I mean, he was born, what, 1919? And he dies 2011, only 6 years ago. And played until, about 7 years ago. He was doing the fusion right into our days. So you're going to hear Shearing now from a different viewpoint. We've heard him before, but as one who was influenced by the work of Alec Templeton. And again, the miracle that both of them were totally blind, but they could see better than any of us will ever see as far as vision is concerned. You're going to hear now Artur Rubinstein, the great Polish pianist, about 30 seconds of this piece. It's a piece called La Englouti Cathédrale. That means the engulfed cathedral, by Claude Debussy, the great French impressionist who wrote this piece in 1910. It deals with a legend that goes back thousands of years. In a morass, a swamp, or a body of water, all of a sudden, there's motion in the water, and slowly but surely, a cathedral emerges from the water. and continues to emerge slowly until the full form of it reaches its height, and the second that it reaches its full height, it recedes just as slowly and ultimately disappears into the water for another century or whatever. What Debussy tries to do here is give us a sense of the picture of this. So I want you to hear perhaps the first 30 seconds of it, and then it will be faded away, and I'll explain to you why you're hearing this after you now hear the beginning of the Engulfed Cathedral. You're going to hear the influence of a classical composer, namely Debussy, in what Schering does with a piece written by the German-American composer Kurt Weill, who became very famous in this country after coming over here from Germany, and in a musical in 1941 called Lady in the Dark, he writes a piece called My Ship. And he enlists the aid of the surviving brother, George Schering, Ira, to write the lyrics. It's a wonderful piece of music. But what Schering does is to putting you into the mood of this wonderful tune, he uses exactly the same material straight out of Debussy, showing that fusion sets the pattern. Here is George Schering doing My Ship. Thank you. The miracle we call texture, just think of what you just heard. How far do we go with this thing called fusion? Debussy himself was such a supreme imagist. Give you an example. When he needed to portray in music the sound of a leaf coming down through the air, and if there were a mini ear who could hear the sound of the leaf passing through the atmosphere that it was going, that wasn't enough. Debussy asked the question, should that leaf be a green, just having been killed, falling off or torn off a tree, swirling through the air, creating that particular sound, or should it be a dead leaf that falls naturally and gives us a different sound? Can you imagine? That's how Debussy thought. And you could hear Schering create that sound. It's almost as if those sounds on the piano were sounds that were made of velvet, not just of sound, and you could almost touch them. But I thought I'd show you how supreme this illusion, this wonderful illusion called, and through pictorialization, what we call the fusion with a capital F. Now listen to a piece Schering plays. By the way, these pieces, there will have been three. You heard one. You're going to hear two more. The next one is London Derriere, are included in what I think is the best album, and he made many albums, that Schering ever made, and this was done in 1979. So he was not exactly 22 years old. He really knew what he was doing. This is called London Derriere, and of course most of you, if not all of you, know it by another title, Danny Boy. This comes out of Northern Ireland, London Derriere. And the reason I'm choosing this is that it's a fusion too, but it comes from a different form of classicalism. That is the folk issue. We aren't really sure who wrote this, because these things were handed down by singing rather than reading. I mean, people didn't know how to write music, but they made up music, and it comes down to us. I mean, the great Hungarian composer Bartók spent 20 years cruising through the hills of Hungary, his native Hungary, in order to collect these little jewels called folk themes, and he used many of them in his music. So listen to London Derriere, you'll know this piece. But the thing to listen for is how Schering, again, don't forget he's blind, he's also an influence peddler of the top order. He brings it right down to our time, but he was influenced in turn by Alec Templeton and this kind of cuteness that we heard that emerges into something that we hear by the likes of a Schering. Listen to the harmonies. Listen to the chords that Schering gives to a piece that has only three or four little chords in it in its original form. Listen to the esoteric investigatory techniques of Schering looking for new sounds that somehow fit an old tune. Listen now. Thank you. Isn't it amazing that you never lose track of the tune, but the harmonies underneath are a whole new thing? This comes out of the involvement of techniques that deal with what we ultimately do call fusion. All those chords underneath deal with all kinds of techniques used by classical composers, biharmony, atonality, pantonality, etc., etc. Shearing knew all of this and gives it to us in pop music. The final piece, and won't you be relieved to know this is the final piece. This is called Greensleeves, and we know this. This has an interesting base to historically. Some say it can never be proven, and we'll never really know, but there was an argument that Greensleeves was written by Henry VIII for his future wife, Anne Boleyn. I don't know. No one will ever know. But what it was around during the period of Henry VIII, this rumor was there. There are other realities about, well, no, someone else wrote it and so forth, but we'll never really know. Listen to what Shearing does with this in terms of the word fusion. He starts out playing one note at a time. He plays nothing but the tune so that it's there for you to understand. Then listen to what he does. He takes the 18th century masterpiece formulation called canon, C-A-N-O-N. You're going to hear Greensleeves followed by itself in the other hand, only two notes at a time, but diagonally disposed. Listen carefully the moment Greensleeves follows itself. This is something that Bach used all the time. After that, he goes into enriching harmonies to involve himself with a crescendo, an increase in the intensity of the meaning of the piece. Then he does the Rachmaninoff third concerto, the first theme. He has found a way, Shearing, that the harmonies in Rachmaninoff at this point fit right into Greensleeves. Wait till you hear it, and then it moves into Greensleeves. Shearing then does something we almost never hear him do. He says, I'm going to be Art Tatum. And he shows us a technique he almost never demonstrates. It sounds like Tatum. And then it ends in a flurry of power that we almost never hear from George Shearing, who once told me, he said, please do not think of me as a pop pianist. Think of me as a classical pianist who happens to play pop. And when you hear the end of this piece, you'll think it's the end of a Beethoven sonata. Have fun. Listen. Thank you. there you have it. I want to apologize to Mike, first of all, for overextending my stay a little bit, but I thought I should give you the color of the reason for the music that you heard just a little more so that you might appreciate it a little more. Again, right down to our time. Remember, Shearing dies only 6 years ago, and it starts with, you know, 1924, George Gershwin, and pop and classical all together, and then through Alec Templeton into our time with George Shearing. I want to thank you very much for the time that you spent with me.
Les, that was, I mean, you know, you're just, your comment about, and by the way, the CD by George Shearing is called My Ship. What a beautiful recording. It's so crisp. It's amazing.
It's absolutely wonderful playing. The best.
As I like to say sometimes, we're all kvelling in here.
Okay.
Beautiful.
How do you spell that?
K-V-E-L-L-I-N-G.
Okay. You got a pen? I need to write it down.
I don't. That's your job.
Okay.
So, Mark, it's up to you to keep
to
this
follow that up?
Keep this train
really?
Going, man.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you're going
to
do it.
It's going to be tough to do that.
A couple reviews and then a 5-song set from you and then some leftover requests if we have time to do that.
Sure. I'll make it quick. News, actually. Really quick news. First of all, is my mic okay here?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of echoey.
Yeah.
A little better now.
Yeah.
You know Cafe Algiers in Harvard Square? They're due to close next month after many, many years. They might be looking for a new place in Central Square in Cambridge. So it might not disappear after all. Another story is that J&M Diner in Framingham, which burned to the ground earlier in the year, is returning to a space that you know very well.
Very sad.
Yeah. The restaurant, was it Fresh City?
Big Fresh.
Big Fresh. They'll be moving in there. Big Fresh is closing next week. And finally, just because you and I are going to be sitting on an outdoor patio on the water tonight,
yeah,
just want to let you know that there's a restaurant in Cohasset whose patio fell into the ocean recently. Just to get you nervous.
Unplanned. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
So the old salt house in Cohasset, their patio fell into the ocean a few weeks ago, but they fixed it, they restored it, they put some stone in, and now it's stronger than ever. And they're up and running again, which is good, and I'm glad no one was hurt. No one was on the patio at the time.
Crazy.
So it does happen, and hopefully it doesn't happen to us tonight.
It
because
won't be
if
happening.
It does, Michael Stewart may be in next week or someone else.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah.
Now we'll keep the mic on the mic. We'll have to get somebody named Mike.
Exactly.
I won't be here next week. I'm going to Newport next week. But anyway.
Oh, that's right. Have fun. A couple really quick reviews. Not a review on another miscellaneous thing. We actually went to a place called River Falls Woonsocket, which isn't as far as you think. You know, from Boston, it's less than an hour away. And it's a restaurant that's on this raging river. You feel like you're in Vermont or New Hampshire. And you sit on a patio. You can barely hear yourself talk because the river's so loud. And they have something called birched chicken, which you know about. It's a special, like, flash-fried chicken and roasted, and it's so incredibly great. And they are about the only place in New England, I think, that has birched chicken. And it is fantastic. So River Falls Woonsocket, which is not all that far away. And we should maybe talk about getting there sometime.
Okay.
So
Whose car are we going to?
Maybe Sue. Sue has a new car, so okay. Maybe she can drive.
Right,
Sue Edelman, you all know Sue.
We'll talk to her
yeah,
about that.
We'll talk. But
all right.
So we have music to play.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of taking the cue here from Phil Wilcox, who was in, 2 weeks ago?
Last week,
sorry. Mm-hmm. And Phil just decided to play some of his favorite songs, which is a great way to just get some good music going. So in the next 5 songs, just 5 of my favorites from bands and singers who I really like. And I guess we should just start.
Okay. 5 song sets from
and
Mr. Hurwitz.
We're going to start with a very poppy, upbeat song, but then it gets quickly a little dark.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
All right. This is WMFO, everybody. We'll be right back.
the stuff you're telling me and anyone. You're hard enough, you don't have to put up a fight, you don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you
I'm not afraid to
changing. Is it deeper over time, like the river that is winding through the canyon? Are you still in love with her? Do you remember how you were before the sorrow? Are you closer for the tears? Or has the weight of all the years left you hollow? Always strangers now, like this a field gown and the vaudeville show. Always strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio. Like rock and roll and radio. I can see you lying there, tying ribbons in your hair, pulling faces. I can feel your hand in mine, though we're living separate lives in separate places. Always strangers now, like the sick field gal and the vaudeville show. Always strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio. Like rock and roll. Flies on the wall, hold wide, roll tight, counting curtain calls, and waiting for the axe to fall. Still in love with me, like the way you used to be, or is it changing? Is it deeper over time, like the river that is winding through the canyon? Always strangers. Sick field gown and the vaudeville show. Always strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio. Like rock and roll and radio. Thank you.
WMFO, Medford, 10:51 in the morning. Mike on the mic with Mark and Les Hurwitz. And that was a five-song set from Mark. You have a couple of quickies, Mark, to talk about what we played?
Yeah, I can do that. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you might want to talk into that thing.
I'll just kind of wrap. I know we're wrapping up here. We're running out of time. But anyways, that was a five-song set, as Mike said, starting with Balloon Man by Robin Hitchcock, who Mike and I played at our alma mater back in the day when we were college DJs, way back when, which proves that we're old. followed by Fun Times in Babylon by Father John Misty, which, by the way, that comes off the album Fear Fun, which is from 2012. And if there's one album over the past 10 years I listened to time and time again, that is it. You definitely need to listen to that record. After that was Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own by U2, which, great song, one of my favorites from them. And that was followed by Caring Is Creepy, which is a strange title, but great song by The Shins. And we ended up with a really downbeat song by Ray LaMontagne called Like Rock and Roll Radio. And Ray is a boy, he's good. I can't wait for his new stuff to come out, whenever that is.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Mark. Almost 10:53 in the morning. Got time for just a couple more songs. I'm going to play one new noise. We'll come back, we'll say goodbye, and then we'll end with a request. My favorite thing ever. This is brand new from the Struts. Advanced single. This is called One Night Only at WMFO.
I'll give you one night only for your eyes only. Oh. Like an eagle in the sky, you can't control it. There's a magic in my eyes and I can't stop it burning down. On the edge of tonight, cause tomorrow will be only the I'll give you one night.
And there you have it. It's WMFO, Medford, 10:57 in the morning. And Mark, you said you had a problem with modulation. What the hell?
Yeah, they just modulated. Actually, I like that song a lot.
That's pretty good.
Great ending.
Yeah,
I have a problem with modulating.
All right, well, that's the Struts, new from them, One Night Only. And I want to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
It was another fun 2 hours. Hopefully we didn't annoy too many people.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
That's true.
But you probably did. Well, all right, so thank you, you guys. We'll see you later, Mark, for food and stuff.
Definitely.
All right, I'm Mike on the Mic. I will not be here next week. I'm going to Newport Folk Festival, but I want to leave you with a request for a friend of mine, the brilliant Carlos Money. Carlos, I hope you heard me, because you'll never hear me say that again. But anyway, very very brilliant dude and very esoteric musical taste. He wanted to hear this song by a band called Oysterhead, and the title is Mr. Oysterhead. So I'll leave you all with that. It's WMFO Medford. Thank you so much for listening.
See you later.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Someone will come along and show the way. He's an inspiration, he's an inspiration.